To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms...
As the story goes, a gentleman by the name of William Gerhard Menin, Cornell class of 1908, walked in with a very simple package wrapped in paper and tied in string, and said that he had some books for the library that he'd like to donate. And seeing the simple packaging, Mr. McCarthy just assumed that these were just old books that someone was just trying to discard and was willing to give to the library. And they didn't have much of a discussion, apparently, because Mr. McCarthy leaves the package on his desk, and at the end of the day, when he figures out he has to do something with this, he cuts the string and opens up the package and discovers that he has the four Shakespeare folios sitting on his desk. What we have is William Shakespeare's first folio, the first time that Shakespeare's plays are collected in a single volume and published. Folios were reserved for important books like the Bible, science books, and great literature. But before Shakespeare, not drama. Plays were for the theater and the stage. They were not considered literature. And so his colleagues, knowing that these have literary worth and wanting to establish a legacy for him, that they produce this in folio form. Books of the time are handmade, and so these were expensive to produce, but it was indeed a bestseller and is reproduced three more times in the 17th century, and collectively these are called the four folios.
Or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to die, to sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub, for in the sleep of death what dreams may come.